Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This is truly an epic event that is raising awareness and revealing just how much is happening in the world of embodiment. And this gives me hope about where we're heading as a people. I'm Amara Pagano. I'm the founder of Azul, a conscious movement path of personal transformation. I work with the body and the power of movement to awaken love and consciousness. Embodiment is a key to my work. And the journey of embodying the map of Azul is what facilitates the process of self-realization. I'm excited to sponsor the Dance and Creativity Channel to share my love of movement and to celebrate the power that it has to serve our collective evolution. If you are interested in awakening your deepest potential or curious about the spiritual and healing aspects of embodiment, I encourage you to check out Azul. Everyone is welcome. I work with people who love movement and people who have never moved. Follow the link and you'll find three gifts for you: a 50-minute Azul journey, a special discount on our online embodiment training, and a free month in our upcoming membership program. So come, check out the Path of Azul. I'll be presenting on the main stage here and in the Dance and Creativity Channel, and I hope to see you there. For now, enjoy the richness of the presentation you're about to see.
All right, so welcome back, everyone. I just want to let you know a little bit about Arowana. She has been pioneering work as a choreographer and as a creator, performer, and educator. Her work is deeply sourced in collaborative improvisation. She is currently head of creation of Social Presencing Theater for the Presencing Institute, creating social presencing that makes visible both current reality and emerging future possibilities. She has been co-director for the dance program at Naropa University in Boulder, Colorado, founding director of two contemporary dance companies in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and she still continues to perform. Something else that I find incredibly amazing and interesting is that she directed an interracial street dance company formed in the aftermath of the murder of Dr. Martin Luther King. And she has also been a foremost performer of Japanese court dance, also known as bugaku, in the USA. She is a senior teacher at Shambhala. So that's quite a hefty sum of things. On to you, and I'm going to bring a few more people into the backstage.
Thank you so much, Laura. I really appreciate being here and really appreciate that people take the time to join this wonderful conference and to join this session. I'm grateful for people who've come along and would like to experience something about social presencing theater, which is a hybrid of various types of movement and awareness practice that is part of the methodology of the Presencing Institute, which is a global network of people who are engaged in awareness-based systems change. So that's a big question, right? Awareness-based. And we have a sense of what that is, that it's both self-awareness, awareness of others, and very specifically, because we're in this creativity part of the conference, it has to do with accessing something that is fresh and innovative and new, rather than kind of repackaging in a better container the same old, which is just not going to work on the planet. So the work is very much about this moment and the both the appreciation that we have for our life, but also the sadness that we feel for what is going on right now for so many beings on the planet. And the planet itself, the health of the earth itself. So the work is framed within how we can access the wisdom that we have personally, but most importantly, the wisdom that we collectively hold in order to move toward a more compassionate, brave, intelligent and world that we're living in. So that's the frame of the work. So I'd like to start just very briefly with a sense of just being in your chair, or if you're standing, that's just great also. So that this, the basic sense of stillness and movement is a core capacity for doing the work. That there's a lot of attention paid to this body's sculptural still shape. And that that shape, that embodied being in whatever shape you're in, gives birth to movement. And that movement continues until it rests in a shape. And that shape, if we stay with it, it gives birth to something. It gives birth to a movement. So this ability, just right now for all of us, just where you are, just wherever you are, make a shape. You're in a shape, which means that the body is relatively still. And you feel the back of it. You feel particularly its back, so that you're relaxing the eye gaze. You don't need to be looking at the screen at all, really. You feel the feet on the ground. You feel your bottom sitting, so that you have a very good sense of this earth body, where this body is sitting on the earth. Now, without thinking, right, we let our thoughts go, just using some mindfulness of body. What movement does this shape give birth to? What arises from this? So begin that movement, whatever that movement is. It doesn't matter. You can just shift your shape or move in any way that you would like until you rest in another shape. And once you are there, again, the body rests in the shape and the mind rests in the body. So put your mind's attention in the body. Now, what movement does this shape give birth to? Please begin. It moves in some way without thinking about it, of course. It has a movement that it feels like doing. So you can just do that until it comes into a shape. And then somewhere in the body, it begins to move. And you move until it comes into a still shape. So this relationship between stillness and movement is going to be very important here. Now, for the embodiment practice, here's how it goes. We're going to do it for 5 minutes or so. I'll tell you what it is, and then I'll just tell you when to stop. Otherwise, just you can do it wherever you'd like, near you, near where you are. And it basically starts by lying flat on the ground. This is called the 20-minute dance. We're going to do it for 6 minutes, probably. The instructions are on my website, on the Presencing Institute website, if you're interested. It's very simple. But it always starts lying on the ground so that you have as much of your body surface flat on this good earth as possible. And you're going to alternate moving and still and moving and still about an equal number of the equal time in each. In other words, don't just lie there for 6 minutes if you can help it, or don't move all the time. Make certain that you have a good pause and then movement and pause. In the 6 minute time, I'm going to ask you to move from the floor through sitting up to standing and moving about a little bit. At the end of the 6 minutes, I'll just ask you to come back. Is that clear? So just take a moment, find your place near you where you can lie down on the floor. To begin, and just rest there for a moment. Really rest. really feeling your body connected to the good earth body. Feel that you have a place on the planet right now. Every single being has their place on the planet right now, and this is yours. And then again, we can begin letting go of thoughts. Remember that thinking is not the same as feeling the body. Feeling the back, the shoulders, the jaw, muscles of the face, belly. Attending to the feeling of the body, either moving or still. Please begin.
And in the last minutes of our practice, if we're moving from sitting up to standing, we just take this last moment to move up to a standing shape. And with a little bit of awareness of your environment. So move around a little, walking, stopping, standing, turning. Just a sense of this being not only at home in your own body, but being at home in the place where you are now. So we have home on the earth, home in the body, and home in, many of us are in our homes. Just a feeling of the atmosphere and the quality of our own spaces that we live. And when you come to the close, if you could just remain in a still standing shape, feeling the back of the body very clearly, back of the neck and the space behind your heart, low back, lower body. In front of the body, the eyes are very relaxed. Beautiful. Oh, please come back. We often start our work always with this sense of being in our own body and being in tune with the stillness as well as the movement. And when we apply this to the social presencing, so presencing is really another word for awareness. It's a social awareness, and it has to do with being able to actually feel into what could be a fresh new possibility. So one of the formats that we often use and which we could try again today is, because it's hard to get a sense of in this format with the webinar. I'm sorry that there isn't any opportunity to have much feedback. I should give you a moment. If you want to write down anything from your little 5 or 6 minutes that you noticed or that you felt, please do so.
Also feel free to write it in the chat. So using the chat maybe as a way of sharing.
That would be great. Or you can just write it in your notebook or make a little drawing or something like that. I often write little haikus after my 20-minute dance. One line about something I did. One line about something I felt. And one line that joins those two things together. It's almost like one is about the outer world, an action world, something I did, something I felt, and something that tied those together. Beautiful. These are lovely, the room as an extension of the body. Good, so very simple, but just something, some way of feeling grounded and present. So I'd like to move to a little stuck, and since Anchi's here, can I ask you to do something with me? Ah, perfect, okay. So, it's just in reflection, a reflection, or what we call a resonance practice. So we're going to think, so everyone needs to take a moment and think, you can write it down if you want, but just think of something in your life which you feel is not moving forward. There's a block in terms of creativity, in terms of what it is that you would like to create. This could be a relationship, it could be an exterior problem, not enough funding, or having the wrong team to work with, or something like that. Or it could be also an internal not lack of confidence or direction or something like that. In our practice, it doesn't make any difference whether we feel that our stuck situation is external or internal. Won't make any difference. But you have to have something, which most of us do, something that we feel is an obstacle. And in our practice, we celebrate this. We don't say, oh, let's try to get rid of that. We think, oh, this is fantastic. I have a stuck in my journey, because the stuck is just full of wisdom and full of information. And the stuck has a feeling. So what the practice is that, which we can do here, the stuck is not a problem. And it's also very much that no one is stuck by themselves. We're always in some kind of system. And for those of us that do work in systems thinking and systems work in general, we have this sense of the interdependency of many different parts that create whatever is happening right now. So we are aware that we are let's say, past either personal or historic social kind of suffering or trauma. We carry that in the body. We carry that in the memory. But also at any moment, there can be freshness and freedom from that. So we're both respectful of whatever burden we all have individually and collectively, as well as this potential for moving forward. So if you have a stuck now, I'm going to ask you to make the shape. I prefer to do mine standing if that works for you. So take a moment and try to embody what this stuck feels like. So this is not like psychodrama particularly, which is, I'm sure, a wonderful thing also. But in this case, it's you feel that there are forces. The forces are pressing you down, or the presses are stretching you in too many directions, or the press, they're holding you back. You're going to feel something in your body. So the stuck that I've been working on, today it feels kind of like this. So you don't need to analyze them particularly, but I'm just going to tell you to clarify. Mine has a lot of force pulling back on one of my shoulders, and a kind of less force that's reaching forward with the left hand. And the focus is like it's not going in the direction of the reaching hand. And it isn't really looking backwards either. It's kind of in between my focus. And it gives me this kind of feeling of one of my kind of stucks right now that I'm working with. Now, that shape is not sustainable. It's not like your stuck shape is going to stay there for the rest of the day or the evening, right? It basically, everything in nature, everything living moves. As we know, it changes, it shifts. So this stuck shape, if we can really listen into it, really pay attention, stay with that, stay with it. It might have a name, or a word, or a phrase. So this sculpture for me, if I don't think about it, but I let some word come up as to what it might, you know, what kind of title it might say, let's say. My shape wants to say, a fog of separation. So now I sense into my shape, I let go of any idea I have of outcome, and I wait until the body starts to move. So in my case, it starts with the shoulder. I'm just tracking the movement. I'm aware of what it's happening. I'm aware that it's my arm is going up. I feel my weight in a certain way. I'm just tracking what it is. And then I let it come to
a second still shape. And if I stay in that shape and let a title or a message or a word come through, it is holding a flower. Okay. So in my case, and I'm going to just ask Anchi, maybe you can look at this for a moment. It went from here, something like this, and it moved somehow like this. I'm not sure exactly, but it was something like this. And if you could unmute, what do you see, Anji? Do you see one sentence that could be a message or one phrase that could be a message from your resonance with my shape?
From blocking to opening and tenderness.
Thank you. So then I would take a little moment to write that down in my notebook, both what I said and what Anji said, as a kind of, it's a kind of reminder for me about where I am right now and how her resonance of seeing mine can open something that maybe I don't know myself, that I, blocking wasn't something that I was getting in touch with. And when she said that, it was so resonant that, yeah, so there is a kind of, what is that about? I'm actually blocking something. So for you now, for you, just let, we'll do it together from where you are. And if you have someone with you, I don't know whether, I mean, I think some of us have other people in the room maybe, because we, if not, that's fine also. But what we would like to do is the part where you're making your stuck, sculpture one. Remember that you stay. You welcome that. You want to really know that stuck really well. And then by letting go of any thought about it, you see how it will morph or travel somehow into a sculpture two. And then again, you're going to make a little pinpoint of that by saying a word or a phrase for that, right? And then you're just going to take a moment and write that down, okay? So please go ahead. It doesn't take very many minutes to do that, but really, really spend time formulating your shape in the beginning. You can go at your own time, and I'll give you a few minutes to work with that. These are beautiful. And the view here that I can see, and when you've completed your sculpture too, and then please feel free to just take your notebook and make a few, sometimes I just make a little sketch or make a few comments just so you write down and you don't forget, if that's important to you. And for many of us, we like to have a little artifact, let's say, of our journey from 1 to 2. So just write, I usually do it in my notebook. I often make a little sketch of mine. So it and sometimes the sketch is not really, it's more like a symbolic kind of sketch. Like for instance, I don't know if you can see my sketches. Can you see them? Sketch 1 and sketch 2, you see? And then I write down my words for 1 and my words for 2. And then I say in my journal, what happened between 1 and 2? This is how, when we're together more, Anji gave me her reflection back. And you can ask other people in your group. You can have, when we're online and we can have breakouts in smaller groups, my suggestion is that you ask other people to resonate back, reflect back the journey. Oh, beautiful. Yeah, I see. But you can also, just for yourself, you write down, what was the message that my stuck? If my stuck wanted to write me a little postcard, what would the stuck say, right? Because the stuck is full of wisdom and it's full of teaching for us. So in our case with social presencing theater, we very much want to know the current situation as well as possible, to sense into that, then let go of our ideas about what we think that means, to suspend any kind of meaning making, so that the body then can lead us, the body's intelligence can lead us into our sculpture too. Good, so some people are writing in the chat, beautiful. Beautiful. If you want to put just your sculpture 1 words, your sculpture 2 words, and then your 3rd one, or if you just want to put the last one in, that's just great. Sculpture 1 is shielded and burdened with holding, and sculpture 2 was, for Amanda, was openness of freedom and radiance. That's beautiful. Unwind, let go, and say yes, say no. So it's just getting a little kind of, the words that come out of the body are often more poetic or more symbolic or metaphoric, and that kind of knowing, it just helps our left brain kind of intelligence also become more observant and more clear, from overwhelmed to leaning back and supine. Number 1 is charge, charge, charge. Where's your number 2, Laura? Beautiful, you're the one I left behind, you're the one I want to find. Mm. So often with the, this method of using stuck is both individual, like we're doing today, but it also can be done in teams when we're, we're experimenting with this online when we're more in Zoom format, where other people can embody the forces that are holding me. And then collectively, knowing that we need to shift from what we call ego orientation, I'm not meaning psychological, but just from when we're working on our own agenda,
without attending to the needs of others. That needs to shift, of course, to what we call an ecosystem awareness. So we are shifting from, we're using the body and letting our awareness go to the what we call the social body in order to access what that social body really wants to move toward. And with an underlying assumption that there's wisdom in people and we want a good future for our children and for our grandchildren. We don't want to make a mess on the planet and that we are all contributing to results that none of us want. And how do we shift that pattern so that we're all contributing to results which we all want and aspire to and are motivated to? And this way of accessing the body, which is so wonderful with this conference, is that there's so, as we know, there's so much wisdom there when we aren't just following habitual pattern, but we actually stay with this very moment of experience. So the other thing that I thought we could do, I mean, again, most of us don't see one another, but just with those of us that are, that we can see here, that are with us. So, and we can do this with any Zoom group that we're with. So whenever we're in a Zoom group, as you know, many of us know very well, it's very nice to think about this, at least the social field involved here. And so just like this is a body and it has a mind, and the 20-minute dance synchronizes the body and mind. So the mind isn't just off here thinking about this and that, and the body is, you know, going about its business, but they're disconnected, right? They have different rhythms and different journeys. This is thinking about the past or something that hasn't happened yet. And this one is, you know, walking to the car or you know, making a cup of tea. They're not the same. So the practices of mindfulness and like the 20-minute dance bring these together. But this is also true with social bodies, that our social body, our teams, our organizations, our society itself, is, it also has an interior mind. And in presencing, we call that a social field. So much of the work of our social presencing theater is making that social field more visible and deeper in terms of its sense of relationships, that the relationships within the field, within the team or the organization, that those can deepen. And it makes for fertile soil, again, for creativity, for innovation, for positive change. So the practices themselves together help that to come into being. So those of us that are on the screen right now, of which, you know, we are not familiar at all with working with one another, let's try something here. So I'll start and I'll make a gesture which for you, I want you to answer in what we call these four levels. They're not like, they're like four types of communication. So the first type of communication, which we call, is called just sort of polite and a little bit of downloading. Like we're making assumptions about one another. We don't know each other. We're making some assumptions and we want to more or less fit in. So one of the things I'm going to ask you to do is to do movement. I'm going to do something, and like it's kind of like a call and response. I'll do something. You do something that you think would make, kind of make it okay. It's pleasant and it makes us feel like we have a some kind of connection with one another. Is that clear? Okay, so I'm gonna start and do, there, we'll use Laura's. She does this, what do we do? What do we do to sort of feel like we're fitting in? It's oftentimes similar, exactly. It's oftentimes the same. It could be something else. Like if I do this, how would you, this is my, the way I am. How would you be to fit in with that? You're going to fit in one. Yeah. I do a little bit more, a little bit less, but somehow we fit in. Exactly. What about, what would this be like fitting in? So this is a conversation. This is how I'm having the conversation. What would fit into that? In whatever your sense of fitting in is. Very great. Okay, perfect. Now, second one is, so the first one is, we call it downloading. It's a bit of a pejorative word, but it just means that we, you know, we're using what we normally do to relate, and the conversation can be polite. The second thing is where we're looking at contrast, and it also can somewhat be, you know, like debate-like. So I'm going to ask you to do movement that is sharp and in contrast to what I do, okay? So we're in a kind of multiple duet here. I'm going to do something. I want you to do the exact opposite, whatever that would be, okay? Can you do the opposite? Don't do the same, do the opposite. If I go down, you go up. If I go sharp, you go soft. If I go circular, you go straight, okay? You're trying to give me some kind of contrast here, okay? What would be the contrast to this? Good, okay. What would be the contrast to this? Okay, perfect. Okay, so this is like getting our muscles going in terms of how the energy of this second kind of communication is. And in teams, it's like somebody says something on your team, and somebody says, "No, I think it should be like this." Right? That's an example of that kind of. You know, they just always have like something else that this isn't right. It's always something else, right? It's always. And that's a particular kind of conversation, right? And a particular kind, and we can explore that physically. Then there's the third kind, which is called empathy. And I'm going to emphasize that in this case, empathic is about the person, like tuning in to how the other person might feel. So if we as a group here try to make something that we would call empathic with one another, right, that we're trying to tune into each other empathically, what would we do? So not just following me, but, and I'm going to stand up a little bit, but you don't need to, but let's just do something where we feel like what we're doing is tuning in to each other in an empathic way as a field. What does that feel like? From all parts of the globe here, what does it feel like to imagine, let's say, or to sense that we could do something that would create a kind of feeling tone, right? Empathy of some sort, without we're still holding on to our own bodies and our own approach. Okay, beautiful. Now, four is where we talk about the principle, Japanese principle called ma. And I mentioned it in a funny way in the beginning. It has to do with a gap. The word itself, ma, is a time-space interval.
So in a conversation, it allows for a pause where on the surface, nothing is happening. There's no movement, there's no words. But in fact, there's enormous kind of knowing there. There's an enormous sense of shared knowing. And the gesture comes out of the shared knowing. So it's not about exactly relating to the other person. It's relating to the space and why in the beginning I talked about having a lot of space in the back of the body and a sense of the room. Because this media of looking like this at the screen is very out of balance in the body. So we need to put extra effort into the belly and into the seat and into the back and into the environment in which we're in, the space, in order to keep this two-dimensional situation kind of at bay, because this is two-dimensional. The screen is a two-dimensional and the body's three-dimensional and life is like multi-dimensional. So we really need to keep working with this sense of the space. Okay, so here's how it goes. I'm gonna do this in a way, I don't know whether we see each other in the same order on the screen, but I'm gonna start and I'm gonna make one gesture of movement. And then I'm going to ask for one other person to make one gesture of movement that comes out of a sense of their own space. It's, you've seen what I do. It's not like you don't see it, but it becomes a kind of shared openness. Then the next person makes it. And then pass that to the next person and to the next person. So that there's a lot of open, just attending, not just to the screen, but to the back and to the sides. And then the gesture emerges, okay? It's a little, I know it sounds a little abstract, but I want you to try it anyways, okay? So I'm gonna stand, but you don't need to, but thank you for others who've joined us. Okay, so I'm gonna start. I have a good sense of you. I can feel that you're there in this kind of virtual world. I'm going to offer one gesture. And then I'm going to pause and I'm going to ask, Laura, what would you do as a gesture? You don't need to speak, just what would you do? I have the name so I can see that and I can say, what gesture comes out of the space? The back of your body, those beautiful paintings behind you. Beautiful. Now I'm going to drop mine and I'm going to ask Joshua, what comes out of the shared space with Laura? Beautiful. Okay. And now, seeing Joshua, Judith, what comes out of that? Like if you were a partner with Judith, with Joshua, what was the gesture? Okay, beautiful. Lots of back to the body. Joshua, you can dissolve. Auntie, what grows out of the space between you and Judith? Okay, and whatever you see in the image, that's what you work with, right? So I know you can't see the whole body, that's okay. You just work with what you have. Lalita, what comes out of that for you, the space? Now again, we just relax our mind, no thought about this. If a shared space, let's say, Fernando, what emerges for you? Beautiful. And Anna, what comes out of the space? Just the back of the body, your room. Beautiful. Oh, Rowena, how nice to see you. What comes out of the space from Anna? It's you're taking in the image, but you're also taking in your own body and the space around you. Beautiful. Having seen that, Tina, what's your gesture? How would you respond, or what does a space call you to do? Okay, beautiful. Gosh, Jill, I haven't seen you in decades. What comes out for you? Beautiful, Eunice. Would you like to add something? And we have time for one or two more. Beautiful. Adriano, what comes out of the space, the back of the body, back of the head, the space that you're living in? What is it that emerges from openness when you're with our social field here? Ah. Thank you. Beautiful. So we're just trying to emphasize here at the end of our time together that the spaciousness and the vibrancy and the heartfeltness of our social fields, and how we can allow gestures and expressions to come out of that open, inclusive space. It's not exactly personal, if you know what I mean. It's personal in that I'm the experiencer. And yet the experience is very wide in terms of what we collectively can make happen on the planet. So I thank you so much for this little prototype, let's say, of how to work in this format. And we really, really appreciate so much your joining and
I just want to thank Arowana, and I also want to, I'm going to come back to her in a minute. I'm so sorry to break in at the moment. And I want to thank everyone who had the bravery to come back onto this panel. And I just read something from Mark. I also, for who was in the attendees, I also felt left out initially, not being in the room. But it is interesting to experience, to feel, sense what is happening via the social field or Arowana's expression. So I want to say to all the people who didn't come into this backroom panel that you're with us and we feel you, even if we can't see you. And it is one of the challenges of the conference, so that we have enough capacity for everybody. So I just also want to say, offer you that after these sessions, there are coffee breaks. And if you go to the coffee breaks, you can talk with people and just kind of, I don't want to say download because now it has a new meaning, but work with and process some of these things. And I learned so much from that, Arowana, and your capacity to hold space and presence are really like immediately when we laid down on the floor in our 6 minutes, I was like, I just came in for a landing and did find some ground. So that was wonderful. And so now for my advertising moment, I do want to encourage you, if you have the means, to buy the package of the whole conference. For I think while the conference is going, it's half price for what it will be when the conference ends. And then you have the time to sit with all of this material. If you can't afford it, then just try and get as much as you can. For people working in trauma, we are offering a lot of the tools of from the trauma stuff for free. So if you are in the, if that is your business, then please reach out to us. So now I'm going to come back to Arowana and ask you, what if you have one tip, one sentence for embodiment, what is it?
It's probably like everybody says, just stay in there, stay in the body. And stay in the field, stay in the social field. I mean, that stay connected with people and really value silence. We value the time of not doing anything, of just allowing feeling. We talk a lot in our work about aesthetics, and the word aesthetic means feeling. Like anesthetic means to be numb, but aesthetic means feeling. So life is full of aesthetic, of feeling. So I think that's what we would really encourage people to be present in that way. And I'm so grateful. Thank you so much for coming, those of you that did join, because if Mark thought it felt strange, it certainly feels strange doing this just to a blank screen, or it's lovely to have just Laura, but just the two of us. So it was... I really appreciated that people came along and joined, and thank you very much.
There's one question that has popped up here from Eunice. I have a question, Arowana. Is there a way to socially connect with others who are not aware or willing to engage in this work? For instance, is there a way to use this work with my roommates who are not as spiritual?
Oh, I should hope so. Yes, partially it's humility and partially it's clarity. And gosh, in presencing, we've got like corporates lying down on the floor and doing this. And we're doing, you know, my colleague Manish is doing this in the UN. And so, you know, I'm sure your roommates can do it, but it is a partially, you know, just taking a light view and giving it a try. And, I often say to people, I'm a visual learner. Could you just show me what that would look like? You know, because I can hear you, but I'd understand more, what shape would that make? What would it look like? Just sort of ease in rather than saying, oh, this is social presencing theater and it could help out, which it does help out, but sometimes we just sneak in like that. So try it out, let me know what happens. And there are many of our practitioners, like Auntie is just one of them, but others, I see Allie's on with us, and Annie Blair, and there are many practitioners. So look online. There are many online offerings, that gatherings of social presencing theater that are free of charge. And then there are things that are courses where you could pay. And so there's just a big, wonderful community. I mean, just such good people. So just the community itself and folks committed to doing the work, it's very, for me, completely inspiring. So I wish you the very best and hope to see you again. Thank you.
I'm just trying to get this link into the chat, the contact@embodimentconference.org. I got it wrong earlier. It's not.com, it's .org. So if you need to reach out to us, that's the best place. Thank you so much, Arowana Hayashi. It has been such a joy and a pleasure to be present in your workshop. Thank you, and for participating with us, and everybody in the back room and all the attendees. Thank you.